tuning into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can actually influence the site's content. You can submit a YouTube video or news article or blog post or whatever it is online that you think is interesting to our site as show prep, and then other listeners vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site, thereby increasing their exposure to us, possibly getting them on the air, more likely to get us get them on the air, and having other people see them as well. So go and get interactive at freetalklife.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
By the way, Meg is here, courtesy of LibertyFlare.com. Mm-hmm. What's Liberty Flare?
Liberty Flare, one-inch little buttons with Liberty phrases, designs, stuff like that on them. Really easy way to spread Liberty and really, really cheap. So LibertyFlare.com.
I mean, people don't have a lot of money today, and I think Liberty Flare is a great tool that people can use to, you know, wear around these little buttons that have your favorite Liberty organization on them, and also benefit the organization at the same time.
Yeah, several of them have been sponsored, and so the sponsors get half of all the proceeds. So, you know, eventually those 50 cents will add up.
So go to LibertyFlare.com to do that, and then you were mentioning during the break that you're looking at expanding.
Yeah,
things. You don't have to tell us yet what that'll be.
I don't quite want to go into it because it's not a sure thing.
But you'll tell us when it is.
Yeah, but over the next 2 weeks, I'm looking at expanding it to more than just flares.
Neat. So. Well, we'll talk about that when the time comes.
Yeah.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here tonight. We, of course, will take your phone calls about absolutely anything. An amazing story coming out of the world of science, stem cell-coated contact lenses could be curing the blind. We'll explain what that's all about here in a little bit, and we'll jump right into your phone calls. Frank is listening in New York to start things out. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Good evening, folks.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make my way up to Porkfest this year. It sounds
really
very interesting.
Yay.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Absolutely. What I wanted to say, I called originally because I didn't get on last night, but I found your guest discussing jury nullification most interesting. And the sad thing is most judges will instruct if they hear anyone, you know, mentioning the term jury nullification as sort of obstructing justice. And that's wrong. But I think jury nullification as a philosophical concept should be taught in middle school and in, you know, senior high school, kind of in what used to be maybe a civics class or a civic history, you know, within the state. Won't happen.
They call that class government worship now.
Okay. Then maybe that's... But also, I feel bad hearing that, you know, the defendant is going to have public defenders, because often, you know, one would be better defending oneself than having, you know, the public defenders. Usually they're at the bottom of the legal barrel, if you know what I mean.
I agree. Some of them try their best. I've known one personally in the past, and I think he was a good guy. And some of them try their best, but they're just so burdened with cases. They have so much on their plate.
Correct.
They only have so many hours in the day, and there's only so much time they can devote to your case. Plus, and I'm glad you brought this up. I don't know if Jason Talley is still listening from the CD Evolution Fund. He's a very busy guy. But one thing I wanted to mention is if you do have a state working attorney, they're far less likely to talk about jury nullification because they don't want their judge to get mad at them. They have to appear in front of that guy every single day of the week for various different reasons.
Correct.
And so a regular attorney is already hobbled with all of the state's rules and that he can't do X, Y, or Z because he's licensed by the state, whereas you, if you're defending yourself, can get away with far more than any average attorney. You mix in the fact that the attorney is actually working for the state directly as a public defender, and it gets worse.
That's right.
And
when you're admitted...
I've actually seen public defenders. It looked like they were doing a prosecutor's case for them in many cases. Like, they were just horrible.
That's correct. And they actually represent, in a sense, the bar, as does the judge, which is why they're admitted to the bar. But
that's right.
The plaintiff cannot be admitted to the bar, even if one does their own defense. But that's a very interesting concept. But what I called about last night, and I'm going to be real brief, is that I'm appalled by our military action, but it's not... I'm not surprised by it because I'm of the Vietnam generation where you had this stuff going on all the time in Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos and different things with the atrocities, and just think back to Cowley, Lieutenant Cowley at the My Lai massacre and the different things. And in fact, the order, the person who gave Lieutenant Cowley his order was none other than Colin Powell, you know, to wipe out the village. So when you begin to look at that and things, it's very, it gets to be very interesting. But, you know, that aside, historically, since the Second World War, there have been groups such as the Marine Raiders that were sort of death shock troops. You had in Vietnam Rangers and Green Berets that would do horrific things as well, because the Viet Cong were doing horrific things and was sort of a challenge to outdo the other with, you know, gruesomeness and things. And I'm not just saying that as an American who read the media, but if you look at the UN and some of the UN or the UN documents regarding the Vietnam incursions and things, I mean, it's just amazing all of the horrendous things that occurred. And we saw the manifestation of that, you know, with Pol Pot in Cambodia. But the point is, considering that it's an illegal and an unconstitutional war in Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya and Pakistan, I believe our generals and our political leadership should be brought to trial. And if our government is too incestuously controlled by special interests, then it's time to send them, as Milosevic was sent, you know, to The Hague to stand trial for crimes against humanity. And Bush admits it in his book that he authorized torture, you know.
Yeah,
in violation of the Constitution.
And he's going to get away with it because, I mean, as nice as your idea is, Frank, who is going to, within that corrupted government, who's going to initiate something like that?
Well, what's going to have to happen is any country that's a member to that treaty will be able to do that. And as a result right now, many of the Israeli generals and lieutenants and colonels and captains and majors that participated in the Cath-Led operation, they're on a wanted list, so they can't go to Europe unless they have a false identity, because they're, you know, there's a list of over 700 people involved in that have been identified, and the world has witnessed that. And I just want to say this too: I wish the United States would demand a no-fly zone in Gaza. If we can do a no-fly zone in Libya, who has done nothing wrong, and destroy that country, I think it's time to have a no-fly zone in Gaza to prevent the Israelis from extending their ethnic cleansing and genocide.
I think it's a bad idea in general to continue interfering in other business. And thank you, Frank. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I don't think the United States government should be doing anything anywhere else. I don't think they should be doing anything here either. They certainly should get the heck out of the over 130 countries in which they occupy.
Well, I can tell you that with the Republican-controlled Congress, you're not going to see a declaration of war, which is what I would require to see to be a constitutional military action. My acid test is a declaration of war. You're not going to see that on Israel.
Yeah, I highly doubt there will be declarations of war anymore.
Ever. Yeah, I think they're over.
Yeah, because at this point, it's just, you know, whoever the president decides to bomb is done.
It hasn't happened in my dad's lifetime.
Yeah.
Hasn't been a declaration in the last 60 years.
If you were born in 1942, it hasn't happened in your lifetime.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You've seen war, but never a declaration.
But we don't call it that
anymore.
There
are conflicts.
Yeah.
Not wars. 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can take control of the airwaves. So the stem cell news here is very, very exciting. I spotted this on Facebook. Researchers in Australia, the actual source is PopSci, as in popular science, popsci.com. Researchers in Australia have come up with an outwardly simple but incredibly ingenious way of curing blindness caused by corneal damage. Take everyday contact lenses already used by millions and infuse them with a patient's own stem cells. After wearing them for about 2 weeks, test subjects reported a seemingly miraculous restoration of sight. Is it actually that easy?
Wow, it's incredible.
That would be better than the laser where you get the scabs on your eyes. That's just gross.
We'll come back.
My eye doctor told me if I live long enough that they will come up with a cure for the eye problem I've got.
They may be on the way. We'll continue delving into this here in a moment. Also get your thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. And then coming up, 5 reasons why democracy will never work. All on the way to Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tombs. Slaves to build men see with the wounds.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we'll give you the features on the site completely free. So head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy things like our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact, because the chat room is built into the very same page as the webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com in order to get access. Of course, it's completely free like everything else is on our website. Go to cam.freetalklive.com.
Ruger has an exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9, is a slightly larger cousin, to the very popular LCP. It's compact, it has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America for you. Ruger.com.
All right, let's continue here. We'll take your phone calls about what you want. Just want to just finish up some brief thoughts on this news. It's pretty exciting news about curing blindness with stem cells. Researchers in Australia have actually infused contact lenses with a patient's own stem cells, and after 2 weeks, test subjects have reported a seemingly miraculous restoration of sight. Most of the patients had only lost vision in one eye, so stem cells were harvested from their good eye and then plated onto the contact lenses. After letting the stem cells repair damaged tissues, two of the three patients went from legally blind to being able to read some of an eye chart. The third patient actually regained enough sight to pass a driving exam. Researchers are still monitoring the stability of the treatment, but the results seem promising, if not mind-blowing. So far, they've only targeted corneal damage, which is estimated to be the cause of sight loss in approximately 1.5 million people every year. The simplicity and relatively low cost of the procedure could make it available in even more impoverished areas. And a congenital defect in both eyes, aniridia, was cured using stem cells taken from a different part of the eye. Once the process is perfected and tested extensively, researchers think in the future they can use it to cure blindness that affects other parts of the eye. And while they haven't mentioned curing regular, near, or farsightedness, I'm waiting for my own stem cell-laced contacts to cure my 4.0 crud eyesight without having to go under the laser. So that's the article's author who's writing about that. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta love that.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, so imagine the wonderful advances we could have in medical technology if we didn't have the state overriding everything and forcing billions upon billions of dollars in very expensive testing for each new procedure that comes out, just regulating to death various different industries. The eye, LASIK surgery, is actually one of the lower regulated industries in the medical field, at least here in the United States.
It gets better all the time.
Yeah, and as a result of not having to jump through a bunch of bureaucratic hoops, they're constantly upgrading their equipment. The process is getting better. It's getting more efficient. It's getting cheaper. There's so much competition out there because it doesn't take as much to get into this as it does in other areas of medicine. And so having that increased competition has resulted in, as we say so often, more innovation, better product quality, and better customer service. And you can compare prices in the LASIK business and go with, you know, the best price or the fastest available. Maybe you have to pay more for that, but there's a real choice in that area, and it's too bad that the rest of the medical field doesn't have that level of flexibility and freedom.
Yeah, I've heard before that, like, the man who is going to live 150 or 200 years or something has already been born. But I think that would actually come to fruition only if the state was to collapse and the deregulation of the medical community was able to come to fruition.
Because
I don't know if what we have now or what we will gain within, you know, our lifetime could help a man live to be 150 or 200 unless the state was gone.
I agree with you. I think that's the most critical aspect because the science and the tech is getting there, but what will happen, likely you'll see, is some Luddites in the state will say, my God, it's against Jesus if you let people live past 100 or whatever. You know, let people live for 500 years. We need to put a stop to this.
Well,
and they'll prohibit it.
So, agreed, but there's the marketplace will always find its way around whatever there is out there. So they'll create, whether it's clinics in Mexico or what it is that they need to do in order to create these.
Hopefully,
these cures, they can do that.
Hopefully, presuming that there aren't Luddites in Mexico who also prevent those things from happening there. So
there
government
are,
is the
but
biggest.
But they'll take payoffs.
Government is the biggest step in the way of this, Mark, and that's
going to
slow things down. It could make it so this takes 100 years instead of 20.
Yeah, I mean, people should just look to, what is it, Brazil? Or somebody down south, they like got rid of all, basically, copyright and intellectual property, everything like that, made their own generic drugs, just knockoffs of other medications, and completely saved their entire population.
Really?
From, like,
this I've not heard about.
Yeah,
I'd have to.
It was in a documentary I saw. It was actually mainly about intellectual property with mashup music, but they did go into some of the medical things, because, like, now you can you know, you can patent a genome sequence. So
yeah,
technically
scary.
Somebody could patent me and then I would be in
they
violation of that. Yeah.
They've already patented your genome. I mean, I don't know what they how they intend to collect.
Am I going to be sued for
you have
existence?
A baby? Yeah.
No, they're just going to enslave you.
You need a licensing fee if you're going to have a child now, Meg. Let's go to Barry listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, Barry. Barry? In
yeah.
Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, this is neither here nor there, but I can't help but to say, but I'm standing in the center of my town in this parking lot, and there is this huge swastika. They have a huge swastika. It's some company's logo.
What?
That apparently made this building. I looked into it. It's the logo of the company that made the building. Directly faces my courthouse. That's neither here nor there.
I just have to say, as a graphic designer, it happens a lot and you don't notice right away because, sometimes you just put
obvious.
Things in, yeah, you just put things in like a certain pattern, you're like, oh, that looks good, and then 10 minutes later you're like, oh, wait,
yeah.
That's a swastika.
But there should be a little thought involved there, but that's neither here nor there. I don't really want to get into that. I just wanted to let people know there was a giant swastika in the middle of my town, okay? And, I don't
Where
know
are you
means.
Calling from? Is it Hibbing?
Now I don't know if I should say.
Well, there's a military base that's in the shape of a swastika in California.
Wow.
So.
That is correct, in San Diego. But, yeah, I'm in Grand Rapids, Minnesota here in the Iron Range, which George Bush called the Iron Ridge. Iron Ridge when he was here. And I was talking about Libya, really. And I wanted to know, this came up on my show over the weekend, and did you guys hear about this UK Telegraph story, which also coincides with the 2007 West Point report, which happens to point out that we were actually funding Al-Qaeda to rise up in Libya against Gaddafi. This plan goes back 4 years, and the people we're backing in Libya are the very people that we're fighting in Iraq and in the alleged war on terror, which is a complete and utter fraud in the face of this, if this is true. Have you guys covered this?
I
had
heard about that. I don't think we covered it on the program, but I had heard about that.
No, I think we mentioned last night that, in fact, that that there are Al-Qaeda folks in this group of rebels in Libya now, but I don't know. I don't know that we've covered anything.
The politics sure does make strange bedfellows, huh?
Well, I think it's a bigger issue than just, this stuff is corrupt, and let's move on to the next corrupt story. Our whole freedom, our whole way of life is being taken down for this alleged idea that we're fighting Al-Qaeda, and we're funding Al-Qaeda.
Well, of course, when you say we, you mean the U.S. federal government,
yes.
And I get where you're coming from, and great, thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate your call tonight at 800-259-9231. You can't expect consistency from politicians, that's for damn sure. More in the way, you can take inflation, except you can expect them to consistently steal your money. But aside from that, one away, free talk live.
Dr. David Barry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Barry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Barry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once all Almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic, they're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Barry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You dialing toll free, bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there for free. Also enjoy those, including the bulletin board system, the archive, the wiki. We give it all away. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. We've got different Amazons in the U.S., Canada, U.K., Germany. You click through the Amazon that's appropriate for you and then get your shopping done and feel good because Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Let's jump right back into your phone calls about what you want. And then coming up, five reasons why democracy will never work, according to Cracked. We'll get to that here. Maybe, but your calls come first. So let's first talk to Bill, listening in Mississippi to WPBQ. Hello, Bill.
Yes, am I coming through okay?
We got you, Bill. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Guys, we're a little distorted. Anyway, I heard your topic on organized medicine, as I would call it, and if you look back, organized medicine started to take place about 100 years ago when various options were on the table, and the what it amounted to was the pharmaceutical route was the way the money was spent, and you know the hospitals started going in that direction strictly because of the funding and so forth from the Rockefeller Group. Et cetera. But there's really only two areas that such an approach has excelled in, and that's, of course, trauma surgery and epidemiology. Everything
what
else.
What kind of surgery? I'm sorry.
Trauma.
Trauma?
Trauma surgery.
Right, so you lose surgery. An arm or something like that, or you get a big cut, you go, they'll take care of it.
But if you look at everything else, organized medicine has really a horrible track record. Look at what Dr. Royal Rife, R-I-F-E, came up with back in the 20s and 30s. He actually had a cure for cancer, and he had about an 85% track record. Do a Google search, and you'll see him.
And this is the technology where the idea that certain vibrations can eliminate certain diseases and such, correct?
That was part of it, but he had a he was very developed in other areas. He had a microscope that has not, it has since not been duplicated. And he was so far ahead of everyone else that they didn't accept him because he was a little bit different. And
it's tragic. There are a lot of stories like that out there where alternative medicines don't, just because of the federal government and their regulations, alternative medicines, which may, some of them may be total bunk, but others may be very effective. It is impossible to advertise the alleged effects of those alternative treatments. Whatever it is we're discussing, you know, whether it be some sort of herbal thing or the Rife technology that you're talking about, it is impossible to advertise the effectiveness of these products and services because the federal government's FDA has prevented it. They have prohibited those sorts of things, and they will send an armed team of goons. If you're running like a health food store and you put up some sort of, you know, signage that says take zinc to cure a cold, they'll come in there and they will raid your business.
Yeah, and the people who like actually put out products that have, you know, these helpful things that may not be medically, you know, agreeable with the FDA or whatever, they have the funniest wording on their boxes and everything. Cause,
they're dancing around the regulations.
Yeah, they can't really say what they do. So I bought, like, those anti-sickness wristband things that are supposed to hit some pressure point and make you not nauseous. And it was just the funniest box to read because they were trying to say that it's been doctor-tested, but they couldn't actually say that they recommended it for medical treatment. So it was just hilarious.
Did it work?
It worked.
There has been one group in California that has been able to sue the FDA and win on claims made for a nutritional supplement, and I won't mention that because I'm involved in it. But at any rate, I went that route 10 years ago, and I was scheduled for surgery on my colon and several other things. I had lower back pains. I won't tell you everything I had. It would take all night. At any rate, I never had to have the surgery. I went the naturopathic route, and I turned everything around. And I can run like a kid, and I'm 66 years old. My blood pressure is 110 over 70. And I've never had to go back to the doctor for anything.
What convinced you? I mean, if you were ready to go with surgery, what is it that changed your mind? What was it?
Well, I was running a program on my station called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'll go ahead and say that because that's out there. Everyone knows that really keeps their ear to the ground about Dead Doctors Don't Lie and Dr. Joel Wallach. And I can't say enough about it. And he's making breakthroughs. And people are paying attention, and I think that we will have something as long as the government doesn't shut him and some others down and require us to have a prescription for vitamin C like you'll find in England.
They're talking about that. They've got the Codex Alimentarius or whatever it is where the government is very interested in regulating supplements, nutritional supplements, and essentially crowding a bunch of players out of that marketplace. Because right now, and Bill, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you down there in Mississippi. But right now, the nutritional supplement marketplace isn't as controlled as those who are in the medical establishment would like it to be by the federal government. So there's a healthy amount of competition in the supplement marketplace, and there are proposals on the table, and they've been there for a few years. Whether they'll move forward anytime soon is another question.
The question you have to ask yourself when it comes to the FDA is really, is the government the best organization to regulate this stuff or to license or certify these products? I mean, if I want to eat old used tires to treat my cancer, and I want to put up a clinic that says eat tires to cure cancer, I've proven that it works, you know, to make some outrageous claim or whatever, then people might say, hey, are you, well, you know, where are your certifications? I mean, there could be organizations that would go ahead and certify whether or not my claims are true. You know, they test the patients that I've treated. They'll see whether a larger percentage than sort of average go into remission, and they can test these things. They can report how many of them have died from eating too many tires. These tires, you know, those the big treads and stuff, they can be bad for your digestive system.
They'll oversee the studies.
Indeed, they can do all these things. I could actually be giving them cyanide-laced tires or whatever, and they would report on this. And then if I didn't have any certifications, only the most desperate and likely to die people would go to my clinic, and you know the word would spread to some extent. This could be handled. The FDA kills tens of thousands of people every single year by restricting the access to certain treatments.
True.
If it takes 17 years for the cure to whatever, to get through.
And you die in that period of time.
And you die in that period of time. The FDA has murdered you. I mean, because you can't get a hold of the product. The cure for cancer may be in the testing phase right now, but we've got another 13 years to go. How are you going to feel if Granny kicks off in 7?
Yeah, it's always amazing to think of what could be right now had we not had all these barricades in the way. Like, we could have, you know, 1,000-year-old people right now. Who knows?
It could be the case.
Yeah, we could have the elevator to space and colonize 4 planets by now. Who knows what we could have done? But there's just too much regulation because anytime you try and do something, you know, what should take maybe a week is going to end up taking you a year.
Yet another reason to support secession, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Get the heck out of this federal government. As soon as you secede in one state, you no longer have the various different federal regulatory agencies overseeing everything. I mean, New Hampshire is already, I believe, is it the healthiest state in the union?
I've heard that the statistic.
I believe that is the truth. And imagine how much healthier New Hampshire could be, or your state, if you actually got the heck away from these federal government control freaks. Let every medical technology and alternative technology sink or swim as is necessary in the marketplace, and let the marketplace decide what works and what doesn't. Let anybody make the claims that they want, and let the marketplace check those claims with various different competing agencies. Having this one-size-fits-all federal government system, it just insulates the official medical business from competition.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
It's basically an AMA union protection racket. In order to be the doctors of choice, you have to be an AMA doctor. There's lots of doctrine out there that is an AMA doctrine, but they exist in the periphery.
Toll free number tonight, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves. Once again, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live's webcam is there, as we mentioned earlier, but I forgot to mention that the cam is brought to you by memorydealers.com. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to see that. But what does Memory Dealers do exactly?
Well, Memory Dealers, they offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're up to 99% off of list price. They also have great prices and service on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. In fact, if you, they're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. Go check them out at memorydealers.com. Their products are in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Jason is listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hey, Jason. Jason in Indy. Going once. Jason in Indy. Going twice.
Yeah, can you hear? Can you guys hear me?
We got you, Jason. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I just wanted to make a call or a call in about a caller who had mentioned the swastika on a building in his town. It's not commonly known, but that symbol has been around since about 2500 BC. It's very sacred in Buddhism and Hinduism, and it generally means goodwill and health and prosperity. And I kind of think Hitler kind of commandeered it, so it's just a kind of an unknown fact. So it might be like an Indian-owned business or something.
Yeah, it's also American Indians will use the swastikas. That there's some tribe or another that uses a backwards one for their them and themselves.
But if like anyone will know if it's backwards,
right? Well, if you, but I mean, I've got to say, like the swastika has jumped the shark. If you decide, you know, I've got the American Indian heritage to back this up, and I can go look up the tribe, but I don't know it off the top of my head, and you decide I'm going to have that backward swastika put on all my clothing.
Yeah, no.
Like, your life's going to suck.
Because you don't have time to sit there and explain to every person who might see that, hey, no, it's an Indian thing.
Right.
I was also curious if you guys saw that article about Newt Gingrich where he said that he feared that America was being filled with atheists.
No,
what you guys might have thought about that.
Is this new?
I saw it a couple of days ago, definitely within the past day or so. I think it might have been maybe Fox News or CNN where he said that was his great fear, that America was being filled with atheists. And I'm an atheist myself, but I like to think of myself as an atheist who loves human virtue, so wasn't sure if you guys saw that or might have had a comment.
I haven't seen it, but I certainly have a comment as a former atheist. I think that clearly that – you know, the people that this the kind of the ultra Christian mentality have a real chip on their shoulder about atheists. For whatever reason, they're afraid of them, and they seem to equate atheists with Satanists for some reason, and I'm not sure why. Mm-hmm. I've never really understood that. If you tell one of these fundamentalist Christians that you're an atheist, and they look at you like, you know, you're the devil in disguise or something like that, and of course that's nothing could be further.
I guess
the
suggestion is if you don't have God as your anchor, this belief in, I guess, hell as your anchor, then your morality has to be drawn into question.
Very true. I'm a former fundamentalist Christian, having for like 30 years, so I just read the Bible cover to cover about 7 times, and that's when I became atheist. But anyway, just wanted to bring that swastika note up for any of your listeners who might not know that.
Jason, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. You know, the idea that, and it's true, certainly the swastika has a history long before the Nazis.
And I think most people know that as well. It's just, it's something that if you advertise that symbol on you, usually there's only one type of person who does that.
You're asking for trouble. And trying to, like, rescue... I don't think he was trying to do this. I think he was just informing us. But trying to rescue the swastika...
Take it back.
Right. is like, even worse of an idea than trying to rescue the term anarchist. Again, in the news media this week, there were big news articles about the uprisings in the UK, where so-called anarchists were in the streets again, breaking stuff and destroying and setting things on fire. And, of course, the people that we know that would call themselves anarchists would never behave in ways like this. But the idea is that they think they can rescue the term by being good little anarchists and not doing these things. And it's just like, why would you bother? Why would you bother putting a swastika on a T-shirt and saying, you know, I'm wearing the American Indian version of the swastika, or whatever, you know, the original.
I'm wearing this swastika because when Hitler was in charge, all the trains ran on time.
Yeah, he was a good public speaker.
You know, whatever. God.
Right.
I love that little thin mustache thing. You know what?
Well, hey, I do like, hitlercats.com that just has pictures of people's cats who have that black spot.
Yeah.
That's entertaining.
Indeed, it's funny. So, like, Hitler, such a terrible bad guy that he has killed the swastika. The name Adolf, you just don't see. That's just not popping up too many places.
You can't do that.
Some Spanish-speaking countries, you'll see an Adolfo pop up.
Get away with that.
Yeah, but
maybe Italy.
The little mustache, you just do not see that at all. It used to be relatively popular.
I love Charlie Chaplin. Yeah. Charlie Chaplin's like my hero, and so I can never like dress up like him without looking like Hitler for Halloween.
King of the Silent Scream still can't salvage that mustache.
No.
I think you can pull it off the Hitler mustache only if you're wearing a bowler.
The cap and the giant shoes.
Yeah, you need a bowler and a cane.
Yeah.
Then that is the only time you can salvage that.
Even then, somebody in, I think it was the movie Borat, referenced somebody dressed like that as Hitler. So,
what are you going to do?
There are just some things that should not be, that you should not waste your time on.
Not worth salvaging.
Find a different design. No, and I don't mean reverse the swastika.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's going in the reverse direction, so it's not really a swastika. Okay, technically a true statement, but how many people know which direction the swastika goes? I don't. Is it to the left or to the right?
Yeah.
I don't.
Maybe when you cross the equator, it turns. I don't know.
1-800-259.
It's like the swirling of a potty.
9231. You can take control of the airwaves.
I did read like the title and just a little bit of an article regarding the countries in Europe turning atheist. Like they've hit some kind of threshold to the point that they just don't believe in God enough that essentially the countries will be atheist in very short order.
I would say it's spreading.
Yeah.
You know, people are looking at organized religions and they're rejecting them because now we have information. And, of course, organized religions were created many, many, many hundreds of years ago when people were in the dark ages. They're completely ignorant. They don't know anything. And so they have all kinds of questions about the world around them. Organized religion was created to, A, give them answers to those questions, and, B, as a result of giving them those answers, take their money and their land from them.
Well, it was also a form of government at the time.
Right, and encourage them to be obedient. obedient to the church's controls and diktats.
I think that most people that believe in Christianity would agree that some of the biggest problems that Christianity faces is Christians. Mm-hmm. Like, that, you know, the belief system of other people sort of in that group, the way that many churches conduct themselves, that these are the biggest problems facing organized religion today.
Yeah.
And there are lots of people that would call themselves Christians that don't go to church, that they don't participate in this stuff. They
right.
keep their religion and their spirituality sort of with themselves, and
those would
know,
be
they live as their own testament.
Those are called the unchurched. Whether we're talking about Christians or other religions, there are a large amount of people that they find organized religion to be detestable, but they may still share some of the belief systems with those folks.
Mm-hmm.
But they just don't want to associate with the actual organizations that surround them.
And I found that, like, since coming out here and being surrounded by way more atheists than I've ever been around, I'm actually starting to find a bit of that organized religion mentality within atheists, just because they're so dead set on their God does not exist.
Yeah. They can be very evangelical.
Yes, so, like, and it's like, well, prove it. You know,
this
prove
is
it.
What tickles me about it is,
I've only
why?
Run into one of them like that.
Evangelical atheists?
Yeah, around here. Only one.
I don't know about around here. I'm just saying in general, I've met, confronted a lot of them, and you just wonder why. What's so important to you about converting someone to atheism? I mean, at least a Christian, when they're trying to convert me, is hoping to save my immortal soul from eternal torment.
Or, you know, glory to God.
What is the atheist trying to prove?
Maybe the atheist believes that by, I guess, converting people from religion, that they're making the world a better place.
Is there any evidence for that?
See, and I don't even notice, I don't notice atheists trying to convert atheists, but I've never really seen Christians trying to convert Christians. It's just people yelling about their beliefs, trying to belittle you for not believing the same thing they do.
Then you haven't run into the right folks. There are some folks that are very good at pushing whatever their
agenda. Well, they're convincing, but they're still just sort of condescending.
Well, if they're not, if you feel like they're condescending, they are not convincing. You know, they have failed at whatever it is they're doing. If the idea seems like your own and you take it up and you you decide it's yours, that's when they were convincing.
Well, I'm always going to be agnostic until somebody comes up with scientific proof. I mean,
you never know.
We continue in moments. Maybe you've got some of it you can share with us. Proof, that is. 800-259-9231, although I doubt it. You can bring up anything. But I'm not an atheist, nor am I an agnostic. Hour number three is next. Nor am I a Christian. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hours we come up, this is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.